Well, boys and girls, I did it again. I had a complete, beautiful show ready to go. And in the last step, I screwed up and lost the show and can't get it back. I do things like that all the time. Nobody accused me of being brilliant. Okay, now, since I don't have the show to send you, I'm going to send you something else, which I think is better. It's by me. And it's the 20-year-old tribute to Robert Matthews that I gave this speech on Whidbey Island. It's actually more than 20 years old. Quite a bit more than 20 years old. Anyhow, here it goes, my tribute to Robert J. Matthews, and sort of explaining the difference between conservatives and racists, white racists, separatists, and lone wolves.
1% living lavishly and trying to bring back things, the glory of Greece and all this, by beating down whites, by importing blacks. You call that racist? That's not racist. That's economic. So they're all liars. So the conservatives use that. And the church is using the South. Slavery was unpopular until it becomes profitable. Once slavery becomes profitable, then all the churches were into slavery. And the liberals were right when they say this. They'll say this. This is true. Then all of a sudden they found a passage in the Bible where slavery is okay. Before they found a passage where it wasn't okay. Did all. Whatever. So the conservatives that we followed for many years, and I was shafted by them, and many of you have, we've spent a lot of money, a lot of heartache and tears thinking the answer was the conservative vote. They're not the answer. They're one of the biggest problems. Because without the conservative movement, there would be a radical movement. And then we could get something done. Then we wouldn't have the right-left. See, then you have the right-left against the racial struggle. And they both have good reasons. Plenty of right-wingers don't identify with racial separatists because they're economists. They're not racist. They're still operating their whole way of thinking on economics. Sometimes religion, sometimes a mixture of the two. And the left, of course, was taken over by the stepsisters of the same people at the expense of whites. And they yelled equality. They don't want equality. We got people around here who used to be in those movements. They want black superiority, race mixing. If you weren't into that, you were the enemy. So they weren't racialists. So far we found out that down through history in recorded time, whether it be economic struggle, religious struggle, religious versus free thinking, conservative versus liberal, right, left, none of them were racial. Because racial was only a little thing tacked onto the back. And what do they use? Things like lying right up king. The guy that dreamed that one up, really, he was sharp. Finally got rid of divine right of kings. We bring it down today. What do we have? The divine right of Washington, D.C., because everybody knows God must endow these things. Christian churches, all I'm saying, most of them say, if things are going good, because God wants, you know, He's given you a reward. If you're going bad, it's because you're not listening to your government, because God steals government. divine right of kings versus the racial struggle. Half those people in the British royal family are kites. You can look at them and see them. They've been cross-mixing for hundreds of years. If people believe that there will always be a true this and true that on the throne of England, they better start doing a little anthropology and a little searching of the royal family. So they've been mixing with the kites for a long time. I covered the Confederacy will rise again baloney. A lot of good people believe a lot of these things, but they're wrong. We don't want anything like it's been before to rise again. We want something new to rise again. A true, purely racial state. A real racial state built upon race with economics secondary in all cases. That has never been before. Are you hardcore Germanites? It hasn't been in Germany. It wasn't there. Yeah. A Germanic idea. You got an Aryan idea. But when it comes down to the wire, they were killing each other like mad. You know, let's kill all the Poles, get the Slavs, let's kill the Russians. Then the British, let's get the dirty Germans. They're French, yeah, let's get them. They forgot all about racial camaraderie. Even a Waffen-SS was sort of a limp-wristed, had limp-wristed support of the Third Reich towards the end. So don't tell me that any country in modern times in Europe was a great racial idea state. Too much economics were involved. If it had been a racial state, it wouldn't have been a war. If you live in a racial state, you'll do anything, go to any extreme almost, to stay away from a fratricidal war. If you won't go to those extremes, stay away from a fratricidal war, then you're not a racial state. And you're working for some other ideology, from conning the people. Political parties. Well, you got rid of divine right of kings, and they had another political party. Political parties always represent economic interests. Now, if you'll read our papers like you should and turn to John Jewell's article instead of looking at the pictures and cartoons first, you'll find that we're trying to re-educate people. We're trying to show them that the great thing they thought happened, the American Revolution, happened for a little bit. It didn't last but a few months. And then the same British elitist economic system was being smashed on the American people. So we had a war between two economic deals. The War of 1812 was over the central bank issue. Thank God Aaron Burr blasted that damn Hamilton. Aaron Burr is a real hero of our race as far as I'm concerned. Because he was wanting to develop a white empire on this continent. And he blew that half Jew away. That was great. So you had the Whiskey Rebellion. The Jews in New York controlled the liquor industry and white renegades. What did he do? Poor farmers. They're trying to he got a living making booze. And who was riding up there to put him down and kill him? Washington. Good old George. Right up there. Go put him down. See, things aren't always as they seem in the history book. He had Shane's Rebellion. He had all these things. Really upsurges of revolutionary activity in this country that they try to forget happened. This country has been on the verge of revolution, civil war, many times besides the Civil War. for political parties. Hey, if their platforms mean nothing, even a third party hinge on the race issue. They just interviewed a populist leader up in the Northwest, and he made some deal. Well, we're not really, oh no, we're not into this. I mean, you know, we're just sort of, we believe in equality, but we don't believe anybody's above anybody. What the hell is this? That's what everybody else is. So you got the Fox, then you got the Libertarian Party. That's basically economic too. In fact, they raise economics to the position of God. A religion. Free trade. Sure. Free trade. The other word for that is slave trade. They want to dispossess white workers, ship plants out of the country, open the borders, let everybody come in. That's libertarianism. The Democrats. That, I'd like to say at one time, just was the more racial party in this country. A lot of people don't know that. But they lost it. Now we have one party. Oligarchic party. They're going nowhere. They have no answers. Because it's all control. It's all a shell game. All the decisions have been made. They're just waiting for the dummies to show up and vote for, you know, scum man A, scum man B. Some third party man. You know? Don't tell me you want David Duke. Hell, I'd rather vote for Dukakis than Duke. And don't get into this big idea about a Jewess being the first lady. Don't make any difference. The game is fixed. People going out there going to vote for Bush because they old kitty might sleep in the White House. You've had so many kites running around that White House for 100 years. Let me tell you, you go back, to the early South when the Felix and Jews went to the South just after they got to New York. And they set up their businesses, and they set up their stores in the South, and they learned to say y'all and everything, and they had slaves. And Seligman made friends with a young army lieutenant in good old South. Guess who his name was? U.S. Grant. Became a fast friend of the Kites. 3 years later, the Seligman brothers moved to California to take advantage of gold rush opportunities, shake down the boys. And a young captain was moved out of the South and his company was men. California. U.S. Grant. But it came time in the Civil War where Lincoln was looking around, Seligman goes in and recommends U.S. Grant. And after the war, when the Seligmans were having a big party up on Long Island, and their guest of honor was U.S. Grant, the same night that Lincoln was shot. And I think that was the party. They got Johnson out of the way, they got U.S. Grant in, and the Jews made more money in this country than they ever made in the history of their being here since 1625. More millionaires and multimillionaires were created in the corrupt Grant administration. And Grant wanted to make the Seligmans. John Seligman, I think, no, not John, one of the Seligmans, Secretary of State. But he was smart. Well, that'd be too obvious. And then, when the Seligmans start building railroads, built a railroad right through Grant's farm. Gave a lot of money for that. What I'm telling you is fixed. And the Jews have been just as powerful in the north, south as they have been in the north. They waved the Confederate flag. A lot of good old Jew boys parade as good Aryans. And they're in the Christian churches all over the country and in the south. Okay. So political parties. I hope you're making notes and writing questions down, because I don't want to just be talking to people like, you know, store dummies here. And after this is over, you're going to want to say, I want some questions. Because you need some education. I know a lot of this you don't know. And if you don't learn it, you're going to make the same mistake all over. Every time. Now, think for me the different forms of government that we have in the world today. Or we have. Can I have one form of government? Dictatorship, okay, that's fine. There is no real dictatorship. Every dictator has his group. If he didn't have his group, he wouldn't be the dictatorship. So it's not exactly one man rule. What's another? Well, I mean one that are very
democratic.
Democratic? Well, we've had others. Yeah, well, Democrat, you've got your Democratic form. You've got your 450 guys up there you can buy off. They're all in the club. Republic, same way. You've got X number of people, and they're making the rules. King, okay, we have King. King always had his boys around to make sure everybody stayed in line. If he didn't, off with their head. So in reality, there is one thing you got to get through your head. There's only one form of government in the world that's ever been. And that's oligarchy, the rule by the few. That's all there is. All the rest of the stuff, they call it by different names. It's simply a charade. It's simply a something to take your mind off what's really happening. All systems are all in there. Once you understand that, then you say, well, then what is our answer? Then we need an oligarchy for us. Because that's all you're ever going to get. It's going to be a friendly oligarchy, racial, benevolent, all this. But it will be an oligarchy. So there's never been a true racial state. So what if people attack us? You say, we want to go back. I don't want to go back to anything. There's nothing in the past that I want to go back to, looking for the racial state or the separate state or whatever. It's not there. Only elements of it were there. And to try to somehow mess it around and make it look like something it wasn't, it's not being honest. That's one of the main points I wanted to make today. Because if you're going to fight, you've got to have a foundation to fight, and you've got to have an ideology that is rational, logical. You can't come up with a deal and say, I'm for the white race, but I want to blow the hell out of somebody in Europe. You can't come up and say, I'm for the white race, but I want a bigger armament in this country, more atomic bombs, because they're going to fall on a lot of white people. You can't come up and say, I'm truly for the white race, and I want to kill off 200 million white Russians. I can tell whether a person's a real racist in 5 minutes. A real racist not want to destroy the environment, because white people have to breathe the air, drink the water, and eat the food. So those are some things to think about. So I'd like to jump on to organization. Good boys and bad boys. I've been studying organizations for a long time, and I find it technically doesn't work. Because organization brings more organizations. And the more organized you get, in many cases, the more problems. And you're really easier to be knocked off. Everybody sends me all kinds of ideas. We have to have this, we got to have this, we'll put on a board, this will be the bureau, this will be this guy, and he'll run this, this, and this. Doesn't work. Because it ends up always white people having to use nothing but brute force on white people. And then white people resist, you got a civil war. People think, well, all we have to do is get enough organization and we can force them to do what we want them to do. No. It don't work that way. You have to have leadership and you have to have cooperation. Cooperation is what makes things work. Organization means just big shots. Serve. And a lot of people want to be served because they don't want to work. Cooperation means people of talent, people of ability, people want to do things, cooperating with each other to reach a common goal. And then they sit down and decide on some kind of a decision-making policy. To have an oligarchist-type leadership. If you can't do that, you can't win. I know a lot of NS people, right-wing NS people, think all they have to do is we'll get strong enough, we'll get uniforms, well, we'll just kick shit out of everybody I don't agree with. Well, they may have to do a little kicking, but that's not going to solve our problems. In totality, it's not going to solve the problem. It has to be cooperation. We associate. If we decide we don't want to associate with you, you're gone. You don't want to associate with us, you're gone. It's okay, fine. People want to cooperate, associate with us. You think we got some good ideas? Great, be with us. You want to be with somebody else? Go. We don't even give you a membership card. You have to be able to pull yourself up and know that you're important, know that you have something to contribute, and then cooperate to make a bigger program work. That's the strongest system I've ever seen is cooperation. If you don't have it, you can only remain in power for a certain length of time. No matter how you gain the power. Absolute force is the worst. No control, that's not good either. But cooperation. I want to go back one thing. We've got a lot of problems with movement by the religious versus the non-religious. Or at least the religious about a divine creator versus those who don't feel that way, whether the Jehovah's or whatever they may be. In a white state, you're going to have to live together. You're not all going to agree. And any identity person says, well, we're going to take this over, and then anybody that doesn't do this is going to get it, has got a problem with me. Because I have my own way of thinking. And you have your own way. On the other hand, we get the type to say, I got the whole ball whacked. If you don't go my way and believe exactly what I preach, then we'll do what you win. So right away, you're back right where you started. We got some guys like that in this country right now. But thankfully, we got a lot of the other countries. We got the Church of Creator. Now, a lot of things in the Church of Creator aren't believed in. There's a lot of things in nature's eternal religion that a lot of people will, you know, identity people agreed with. They even handed out literature. But Klassen doesn't want to play ball. Screw Klassen. These people must understand, they must cooperate. But class has become hard-nosed. My word, nobody's winning. I got the whole ball of wax. Maybe I won't do it my way. I'm going to attack all these other people. He's out. Because he doesn't cooperate. And if someone on the other side that has a particular religious belief, if they say, boy, if you don't feel this way, boy, no, I don't want anybody showing up but white Christians, get out of my face. They're putting something before their race. They're not racist. They are one thing or another with race tacked onto. In this case, it's egotism. When one man says, I have all the answers, and anybody disagrees with me is wrong. I don't want to live in a white state like that. If I thought this would all come to a white state where we couldn't have wrong beliefs, where one man couldn't go to Black Beach and strip down naked, and another man could go and pray all day in a church, I wouldn't want any part of it. Because the white race must be free to create. That's where our genius comes from. And as long as it doesn't attack the core of our race, as long as the religion is a racial religion, it does not push it to the point where I'm going to kill you because you don't believe in this religion. Or this man who says, well, I'm going to kill you if you don't believe in the whole ball of wax, then you're okay. But when you're like that, you're out. You'd be right back where you started. They'd be worse than the Jews. Or just as bad. Now another thing. I think we've got to get this Jew thing straightened out a little bit. You can't have it both ways. Half the people want to gas them all and not mix with them. And that's what... They're mad because Jews all get together in their own little neighborhoods and they say, oh, see how they are? And then they say, sell rotten, they won't mix. And then the others say, they're Mexican, or they're bad. You know? Come on, let's get one program. Meyer Kahane said on TV the other night, he said, when I'm elected prime minister, I don't want any American aid. What's wrong with that? When Meyer Kahane says, we're just going to drive these other semis out of here and have our own thing, they're all semis anyhow. What's wrong? I don't care. The Jews, what? They say they want to go back. This new book says most of them don't. So why don't we call their bluff? Let's call their bluff. We want to help the Jews have Eli, I think they call it, the return. Let's get a program going and say one or two things. The biggest fear the Jews have is assimilation. Well, if you keep on going, you know, in Denver, Colorado, they got a 75% to 80% assimilation rate marrying Christians, whites, Mexicans, or what? So the Jews are going wacko about it. We want to help you, Jews. We don't want you to lose your identity. Why? We want to help you go back to Israel. So why not support Marcon? Fine! Take over. You can have all that Arab land you want. We don't care. We don't care anything about the Arabs. We're a white race. We don't care about the Palestinians. You know it. I hear some of these conservative races keep whining about the Palestinians, and a lot of times they use it just as a ploy. You're not fooling the Jews. You don't really care about the Palestinians. You know you don't care about the Palestinians. You want to do the same thing. We want to do the same thing to the Mexicans and all these other third world people that Kahane wants to do the Palestinians. So what's the problem? Let's be honest. Fine. Every Jew should get down on his knees and pray every day to that willing wall straight off him. The greatest friend that world Jewry ever had. Adolf Hitler did more for world Jewry not intending to, I'm sure, than anyone else has ever done. He had the boys working with the Zionists set up the Jewish state. He wanted to get them out of the Jewish state. He wasn't really gassing them, at least not at the numbers they say. And then all the Jews that got out of Germany came here and made fortunes. They became more entrenched. They took over the Democrat Party during World War II. They took over Hollywood completely. Why would any Jew be mad at Hitler? They're stronger now than they've ever been. And why should they be mad at us? Because we want to help them go back. Take the Arabs. We don't care. They'll end up having to fight the Muslims anyhow. They're nuts. And the right wing who tried to get money off of them sucked up to them all those years. They didn't get anything. They're too stupid. They can't chew gum and skip rope. So let the Jews have them. Take care of a racial state. Eye on the racial state. Anything, no matter how it seems bizarre, that serves the racial state is good. Well, Eichmann went and met with the Zionists, didn't he? It's right in the book. Here is the head, one of the head Nazis making deals with the head Jews. That's not abnormal. There's nothing wrong with making deals with people if you both get what you want. I wrote Gahane a letter a few months ago, said right on. He's the only true Jew. He's the only one telling the truth. The rest of these Jews want to lie. They want to. They're so devious. But if you read this book, members of the tribes, they're all petrified of going back to Israel. The only reason they support it out of a conscience problem they have because they know they don't want to go back. Almost all the Jews they ask in this book, they don't want nothing to do with Israel. And all through this book, the Jews fight each other, they're beating each other up in New York, and the Hasidic Jews are in two or three different segments, and they're killing each other. The Reformed Jews, the conservative Jews are getting together on the east side of Florida, the Reformed Jews getting on the west side of Florida. They can't stand each other. The greatest thing in the world is for all the Jews in their homeland. That's just the way. Racial papers coming out and saying, you know, it's almost like Republican this paper, oh my God, the whole world's going to come to the end if the Congress gets in. AIPAC, the biggest conference in place supports all four candidates, both presidential candidates and both five vice presidential candidates. There aren't anybody, I hope, in this room that's still interested in this scam. Because I'd be ashamed if you're going down the road thinking that you were going to make some change. I hope that the Congress can be six-step hike in the White House, in that room, brings all those fight friends and rabbis, has parties every night, tears up the place. Beautiful! I'm all for it. Yeah! And I hope they bring Jesse in there and they have a big, great big party and all this. Let's let it all hang out. Unless you're still conservative. Unless you're still conservative, you'll see my point. Bush is far more dangerous in many ways than the Congress can ever think of. And he's a big race mixer, at least. That is CIA. And the people who killed Bob Mack. The people who killed Bob Mack.
people who put the order in jail under the Republic.
So when I hear somebody say they're racist, say that they're going to vote for Bush because they're afraid to talk about it, and I think of every one of those guys sitting in the and every one of those people that have been murdered under this Republican administration, there's not near that many white racists that sent to jail under the Democrats, no matter how rotten they are. If you look at the figures, you'll find that far less white men go to jail for racial things under the Democrats than the Republicans. Because they have this liberal thing to uphold, and you got to have a break in court. A lot of times you do hear from them. Okay. Now, I hope you've written down some questions. I want to recommend you read two books. One is very cheap. We had a paper-bound or hard-bound called Our Crown. If you want to know about the Jews in the United States, been coming here from 16 or 29 or something like that. This book tells you all about them, how Roosevelt was Jews and all of them. This is them, not us. We didn't write it. Very cheap, 50 cents to use bookstore. This one now, unless it comes out in paperback, is very expensive. It even marked down as $18. But you got to have that kind of material because the Israeli wrote the book. You want to find out how the Jews think and what they're doing. Read it from a Jew, and an Israeli, he did a tremendous job with the book. Those two books. Okay.
I'm sorry that's such a poor recording. But we never did run it through sophisticated equipment. But I think you got enough out of it to know what we're talking about. So that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow on Freya's Day. And hopefully I don't have to do two shows. Oh, man. 14-5.